So we are continuing the ongoing discussion of
after a year.
It's like 6 months.
A year.
Has it been a year? No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Since the last one? This is our annual discussion. I mean, I'm just curious, like, when something happens in Egypt, when a revolution like that takes place, you see that they don't have that many resources, but they use the technology that they had to organize. Since we're in America, we seem to have, like, endless amounts of resources, and I'm just wondering what's keeping us from doing something that like, took place in Egypt.
Well, at the very beginning of the Egyptian Revolution, I haven't heard it since. I heard a couple folks on the street refer to, and this was before the success of it, when Tahrir Square was being occupied, and I heard folks talk about the Obama factor, by which they meant that we gave them the lesson that if you have a very, very clear objective that everyone can get behind, then you can do anything. And that is something we didn't all necessarily know, that anything is possible if you have a very clear objective that everybody can get behind. And which is why I'm advocating for a mass movement to end wage work. This is an objective that everybody can get behind. And I think the problem in America is that those who have access to the airwaves don't really believe that the folks who work with our hands, who do the hard work, can actually run the systems that by which our world gets reproduced day after day. And so I do believe that our major problem is that we don't have folks who have the luxury of the airwaves simply putting out this message. And so the folks who could make the revolution happen are not being inspired to try. Throughout the history of class society, we've experienced time, that is to say, we commoners have experienced time after time, our making the revolution and finding ourselves, you know, with a new collar and leash attached, and we ask ourselves, for what? You know, so that a few privileged intermediaries, because there are these buffers that unconsciously protect the elite. And so it is a matter of all of us getting on the same page. What you saw in Egypt is three major, I don't know what's the right word, organizing principles or whatever. No violence, no division, no leaders. And so you had people across the artificial divisions of class, so-called business people, joining hands with everyday folks, because they had a single clear objective, dignity. And in a sense, that's what a mass movement to end wage work calls for, dignity. And I cannot help but wonder why it is that folks who have the better, quote unquote, better jobs, the ones that are the mind jobs, in which they get to, devote their time thinking, right? Why they think the luxury of thinking is for them but not for everyone. Why do they think it's okay for some to have their lives thrown away serving a system that treats us like trash? These are discussions we have to have.